إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Bidnillahi Ta'ala, we have reached the first of Ramadan, and inshallah al-Musta'an, tonight we will pray Taraweeh, and tomorrow will be the first of Ramadan inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us and to give us the tawfiq, to enable us with good health and with freedom from this dunya, and to give us the tawfiq to maximize the benefit of this Ramadan. Because as I keep saying, and I keep saying because I keep reminding myself, that this may be my last Ramadan. For every one of us, one Ramadan will be our last. It is no use dying in regret to say, I wish I had made the best use of my last Ramadan. What one must do is to ensure that we do make the best use of our last Ramadan, and the only way to do that is to ensure that we treat every Ramadan as if this was our last. The matter is very simple. All it means is we prioritize our lives and do that which is beneficial for us and which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and leave everything else. My brothers and sisters, Ramadan al-Kareem comes to help us to make a change in our lifestyle, help us to make a change in our priorities of life. If we do not do that, if we do not make those changes, then Ramadan is just a date change. It came and it went, and there was no use of it. I hope we do not let that happen to us this time. My brothers and sisters, I was away in Vilpattu in Sri Lanka for 3 nights. 3 of the most beautiful, blissful nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted me, alhamdulillah, and the days that went with them. And the big reason for the blissfulness was complete freedom from internet and complete freedom from telephones. Vilpattu has no signal of any kind except the signals of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, which are everywhere. As a result of that, alhamdulillah, not only did I spend this blissful time there, but when I came out from Vilpattu, it hit me, the internet hit me in the head like a hammer. I had hundreds of messages on WhatsApp. Some of them contained 10, 15, 20 videos, and many of them contained very in-depth analysis about the political situation in India. There were these wonderful, wise people telling me why the BJP won the election in Karnataka, and of course they had all the answers, and of course they were the wisest people who were telling me all of this. And then I realized that it was the same wise people who were telling me all that needed to be done in order to win the election, for the Congress to win the election, for anyone to win the election except the BJP. All of these were the same wise people who were telling me what the Muslims should be doing, and if only the Muslims did that, then the election would be won. They had all these wonderful schemes, political schemes and political jugglery and political shenanigans and political games that needed to be played in order for the opposition to win the election instead of the BJP. And now the same people were telling me all the reasons why the BJP win the election. So before the election they had all the answers, and after the election they had all the answers. And I said, alhamdulillah, we are so blessed that we have such amazingly wise leadership which always has all the answers. But the fact that the answers are a little bit too late, the fact that the answers actually never seem to result in action, let's not talk about that, right? My brothers and sisters, the reason I'm saying this is very simple. The reason I'm saying this is, now Ramadan has come. And I'm sure you have received all kinds of timetables for Ramadan and plan your Ramadan and do this and do that and how much Quran to read and what to do. And my brothers and sisters, all of that is fine. Please do all of that and more. But I have my own suggestions for you. Whether you take them or not, that is up to you. But it's my job to make these suggestions. So I'm trying to earn my living by doing my job. My brothers and sisters, shut down your social media. Shut down everything in social media. The only reason I keep WhatsApp is because it enables me to speak to my wife free of cost. And she is not with me. She is in the UK, as you know, with her mother. Please make dua for her mother's complete health and for my wife also, for her to have the strength and the ability to serve her mother and to fast in Ramadan. They are very long fast there. And that's the only reason, to be able to speak to her free of cost. Now, I'm saying to you, my brother and sister, in Ramadan, shut down all of this rubbish. This is total garbage. All of these great schemes of ours mean nothing. All of these great wise people of ours mean nothing because they don't know. They are talking through their hats. They have no clue what they are saying. They have no ability to make any of that happen. But they like to talk and they like to hear the sound of their voices and they like you to listen to them and do what? If we had all these answers, how come there are no results? So it means that either we don't have the answers or we don't have the capability of creating results. In both cases, my submission to you is then forget about this rubbish. Forget about all this politics. Make ruju ila Allah, because this land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. Qul illahumma malika al-mulk tu'ti al-mulka man tasha wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha. The land belongs to Allah. He will give it to who He wants and He will take it away from who He wants. I did a talk on this as well, which I sent out, which obviously nobody seems to have heard. But the point is that the issue is that unless we make ruju ila Allah, unless we change our lifestyles, believe me, our future, our political situation will not change. Please understand this. It cannot and will not change, because only Allah can change it, and Allah will not change it when there is no difference between us and everybody else. We are just as corrupt. We are even more lazy than others. We are totally focused on fulfilling our base desires. We are totally focused on doing everything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, and doing that blatantly and openly. But we will not change our ways. In that case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not change our future. And He will tighten the screws more, and things will get more difficult, and things will get more problematic, and things will become harder and harsher for us unless we return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, forget all this political analysis. Anyone sends you a political analysis, ban him, completely block him, mute him, remove him from your address book, and tell him that you are doing this, right? No political analysis, no stupid videos about this politics and that politics, no stupid videos about cartoons about this one and that one. Please, if anyone sends me anything, please take notice from me that is the last message that you will be able to send me. I will block you. I will remove you from my friends list. I don't have one my address book. I will remove you. I will block you from my WhatsApp. And then don't tell me after that and say, how come I cannot contact you? You cannot contact me because I have removed you. I have deleted you. You do not exist as far as I am concerned. Please understand this very clearly. Right? I don't care who is offended. I hope you are offended so that you will not do this. Do not send me anything. Don't send anybody else anything. If you really want the future of your country, get out of your house and do some work. I have already sent out lectures and a whole write-up on the IMC. Go and create the IMC. Do work on the ground. Help people. Work for the welfare of people. Create goodwill for yourself. And then you will see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you forward. completely and totally transform and change your lives. Take a broom and sweep all the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of your lives. Wash your houses clean of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever is offended with that, wash your life clean of that person also. Whoever that might be. Do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not disobey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Run your life according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if anyone tells you otherwise, remove them from your life. My brothers and sisters, if you really are interested in your own future and in the future of your coming generations, in this world and the next, please listen to me, meaning please obey me, meaning please do what I am telling you to do, because I am not telling you to do something which you don't know. I am not telling you to do something which is against what Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. I am not telling you to obey me for myself. I do not need you, I never needed you, and I will never need you. I need my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, so I ruju only to Him, not to you. So therefore I am telling you, get out of this nonsensical, stupid, garbage lives that we are leading, which are completely and totally negative. Let us become positive. And being positive means to have hope. And you cannot have hope unless you have made ruju to Allah, unless you have made tawbah, unless you and me and all of us have turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawbatan nasuha. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this very clearly. O you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely and completely. Let us do that. No more political analysis. None of this rubbish. Stop forwarding stuff. My brothers and sisters, in life, if you want success, you must do two things. Number one, you must find that which you do absolutely brilliantly. You must find that gift in your life which is not a hope. It is your actual measurable action. Something that you do excellently. Something that you do brilliantly. And then you must monetize that. You must get somebody to pay you for that. If you can do that, you will be hugely, hugely successful. Do something which you do brilliantly, which you have a gift for, which you can do 100% best, and then get someone to pay you for that and monetize that. If you can't do that, leave the stuff. My brothers and sisters, it looks like we Muslims are brilliantly, absolutely, totally, completely, 100%. We are brilliantly good at forwarding WhatsApp messages. Right? I think that is something we do fantastically well. Nobody can beat us at that. That is our game, and we know how to play this game. We are totally and 100%, we are the best in the world at forwarding WhatsApp messages. But you know what the problem is? The same problem that Van Gogh had. Which is that he couldn't sell his paintings. He made these brilliant paintings and he died a pauper. That's our problem. We cannot monetize this ability to forward WhatsApp messages. No one in the world is going to pay you for forwarding all the garbage that you forward all over the place. So my brothers and sisters, even though you are absolutely number one at forwarding garbage, believe me, it's worthless, because not only because it is garbage, but because nobody will pay you for it. So stop doing that. There's no success, there's no sense, there's no point in forwarding stuff that nobody wants to read, that nobody wants to see, and which has no benefit. Even if people want to read that, it only makes them feel bad and it makes them feel negative. Please stop forwarding all this nonsense. Let us look at our own lives. Let us bring about changes in our lives, and let us use this Ramadan as a time to bring about complete change in our lives, and then raise your hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He will change the world for you. Ask Him and He will give you. Seek His protection and He will protect you. And then inshallah al-musta'an, when we meet Him, it will be a time when He is pleased with us. If we do not do that, then remember the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where He said that a time will come on this ummah where people will call each other to come and take from this ummah, to tear this ummah apart, to take bits and pieces and eat them, like people call each other to eat from a dish of food that has been prepared, right? I remember I saw a pack of wild dogs tear apart an impala in Africa, and I remember this hadith when I see that completely dismembered, totally disintegrated the Impala, right? And that is what is happening to the Summa. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, beware of a time when this will happen. The Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, why will that happen? Will we be small, a few in number? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, you will be huge in number, but you will be like the foam on the flood. You will look large, you will look big, but you will have no worth and you will have no weight. They say, Ya Rasulullah, what is the reason for that? Rasulullah said, Wahan. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is Wahan? He said, Hubbu dunya wa karahiyatul maut. He said, the love of this dunya and fear of death. My brothers and sisters, wallahi, I believe that is where we are. Let us change our ways. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's laws are immutable. They do not change. They will follow what Allah has created for them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of your lives. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of His special rahmah for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable you to make du'as which will benefit you and to grant those du'as. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it impossible for you to disobey Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to completely turn and transform your lives into lives that He is pleased with and that will be beneficial for you in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin. Ramadan Kareem and Ramadan Mubarak to all of you. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.